We want to pray for Noah Morrow, Jason Shanda's little boy. He's getting his tonsils removed this morning. He might be in recovery now. They were going taking him in earlier. We want to pray for the family and friends of the 3 AeriVac crew from Weatherford. We want to pray for Jeff Hensley, who rolled a bulldozer yesterday. He's in ICU. He's in OU with leg and head injuries at OU Medical. And then we want to pray for Dorothy Moore's infant daughter, Teresa. She's in Children's with a breathing and feeding tubes. She's been diagnosed with the RSV.
All right. Well, let's spend a little time just being in prayer. Gracious and almighty God, this morning as we gather, yes, we come seeking renewal. But we also hear the call of the scriptures that you renew, that we ask you to renew the face of the earth. In doing so, God, that means seeking your will. We pray it, many of us, at least once a week, maybe every day, but we pray for your will to be done and your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Today, God, we ask a special blessing upon the families that we've lifted up by name. The Morrow family and their little boy Noah. The family and the friends of those 3 AeriVac crew members who gave their life helping somebody else. For Jeff Hensley, who rolled a bulldozer. And for Dorothy Morris's daughter, who's having some breathing difficulties. God, the truth is, and it's a hard truth, but all of us carry things and people in our heart. These names, the ones that came to us, the ones we wrote down, but the truth is those lists are long. They're long in our soul. They're long in our heart. There are people who are coming to our brain right now who are dealing with sicknesses and medical procedures and loss of jobs and worried about finances and dealing with divorce, and it just, the list goes on and on and on and on. And one of the lies, God, that I think our minds begin to believe is that the darkness is winning. I think sometimes, God, we become so despondent and so upset and so worried that we feel like maybe the darkness is going to win this time. But Lord, we are thankful that in your word you remind us that the light always overcomes the darkness. That the darkness cannot overcome the light. And that light is you. So God, for all of these prayer requests, for all the requests of our hearts, we lay them before you and we ask that your will be done. And we thank you. We thank you for loving us and for setting us free. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
pastor, Tammy Bailey, would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525, a company that cares.
We hope today's edition of
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Scott Rogers. His title for this morning is Renewed Hope. I need some of that.
Yeah. So it's funny. I got into ministry. I think I've mentioned this to you, but I got into ministry I had a TV show, a cable access TV show. And so sometimes when we're on break, it reminds me of being at the old TV station. The things that get said between the break and the things that go on behind the scenes that you all don't see or hear. You're like, why are they laughing when they come back? You have no idea.
If you would like to know, we invite you.
Come on down.
Come on down.
But it makes me laugh because I remember the old days, you know, when we'd come back from break, we taped a show. And so sometimes the guy that directed our TV show, he'd come back and we would still be trying not to laugh. And we'd start our opening, you know, and he'd be like, cut, you know, you get so mad because you just couldn't help it, right? And this is one of those times where we just couldn't help it. You know, though, it's funny. This wasn't in my stuff. This is just something I thought about, and I do think about it. One of the things that I do appreciate is when we don't take ourselves too seriously, mm-hmm. and we can laugh at things. I mean, even just like right now, just having a little bit of a laugh. Sometimes we get – I'm not saying there's not time to be serious. Don't get me wrong. I'm a serious guy. I take things – you know, if you work with me on a daily basis, you know that. But I also think there's a moment where we can just – you know, it's okay to laugh and go, well, that didn't work. Or, okay, we learned something. Or, you know, the GERD that we let out here a minute ago. I think all of that, though – is healthy because it's authentic. That's a good transition for me to talk about renewal of the body. So much of what we do is inauthentic. Mm-hmm. We think I can self-medicate. That'll be authentic. So we self-medicate with food, pills, drink, drugs, tobacco, watching things that we shouldn't watch on the internet, reading things we know are not edifying. There's 1,000 ways to do it. And that's the interesting thing is, it would be simpler if we all had the same problem, the same addiction, the same tendencies, because then we could just stop that, right? If everybody's was, you know, liquor, just stop liquor. Okay, great. We can stop all of it. All the problems in the world will be solved. That is not the case. or whatever. You name your vice. But one of the things that I think happens is that we have this such negative view of our body that we tend to overcompensate for it. In the early centuries of the church, really in the first couple of centuries after Jesus, there was a heresy that developed called Gnosticism. And one of the tenets of Gnosticism was this very sharp distinction between the soul and the body. The soul was good and the body was bad. Now, I don't believe that. I certainly don't want to be a heretic, but sometimes I have wondered if maybe I am, and maybe we all are, functioning heretics in that respect. We don't look at the body as something good. Somewhere down the line, we have missed. We were created in the image of God.
Come on.
There's a verse from 1 Corinthians I want to read to you very quickly. It comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Listen to this. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who's in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. I'm the first one to tell you, I have spent the majority of my 47 years on this planet not viewing my body as a spiritual issue. Now, I have read that scripture. I know that scripture. I have quoted that scripture. But I'm not sure I've actually believed it. And I wonder if that's why we get into things like body shaming. And so many of our folks, our younger folks, men and women, but especially women, dealing with body image issues. And even to the point that, again, one of the things I have done in separating is I had all kinds of ways to talk about this. So I would say things to people like, if you want to judge me because I'm overweight, that's your problem. Or I would say, if you judge me by my size and you don't think I'm good enough, that's on you, not me. And I still believe those things, by the way. However, I used them as coping mechanisms so I wouldn't have to deal with reality. When I went through my surgery, weight loss surgery back in October, I spent almost a year in preparation and in contemplation about should I or shouldn't I do this. Today, on January 23rd, I wouldn't go back. But that's been 4 months. Where I am today, I'm about 94 pounds lighter than I was. Mm-hmm. And moving, again, I want to lose over 200, so I still got a long way to go. But that's a reminder of just how bad things had gotten for me. I wasn't taking care of my body. And I hear that scripture. It is convicting, by the way. That 1 Corinthians text is convicting. Do you not know that? It's almost like Paul's like, don't you know this? And here's the truth. Most of us would say, yes, we do. But we still abuse our bodies. We put things into our body. We let things come out of our body that we know better. Instead of using our bodies to honor God, our bodies become things of shame and sin and things we try to hide. It's like, okay, God, I don't want you to look at that part. One of the things that I would say, and I look back at it now, I've actually talked about this not too long ago with a group of people, but it was one of the harder things to have to admit. By the way, confession is good for the soul. But I said, you know, there were many a day I thought about my size and thought about my weight. And I knew, you know, I had high blood pressure and diabetes. And, you know, I knew I was going to cut my life short. Okay, I was well aware of those things. but unwilling to do anything about it. Okay? Because, now get this, this is how the mind works and the body work together. Well, I've given over my mind to God, and I have given over my spirit to God, and I've given over my work to God, and I've given over where I live to God. I have given over most of my life. I mean, I spend hours working. I like to work. I'm a workaholic. I love being a pastor. I work a lot, okay? I love that. I'm a family guy. I enjoy when I'm not at work, I'm with my family. I enjoy all that. So if all that's good, surely God is like, don't worry about the body thing. Anybody else ever done that? Maybe it was the body, maybe it's not, but I'll give you everything else, God. But I'm not ready to give everything to you. I want to hold back that one piece. That one piece that you know what, I'll take care of that. Whether I will or will not, that's another whole conversation. But we get into that rut where I'll give you everything except. We call this bargaining, by the way, when you really begin to break it down. We all bargain. Well, you know, God, if you'll get me out of this jam, I'll do this. Anybody ever said that? Everybody ever said, you know what, God, if you'll just get me out of this one, I'll go to church next week. I hear some giggling in this room. I'm assuming that we've all said these things. I mean, for me, that was not my issue. My issue was, I had convinced myself, doesn't everybody go to McDonald's, order a combo, get it large sized, and then add an extra sandwich? Doesn't everybody do that? By the way, now on this side of the surgery, I'm like, that makes me want to throw up how much food that is. I couldn't eat that in a week. but that's what I thought. Doesn't everybody go to Taco Bell and order 6 or 7, sometimes 8 items? And some of you are like, I cannot believe anybody would eat that. I can't either now. But I didn't notice it. Maybe for you it's you know, doesn't everybody do whatever it is I do? We rationalize. It's our mind again. But it affects our body. And if our body is a temple to God, how do we honor God if we're not willing to give over everything? See, renewal is about moving towards giving over everything, renewing the mind, renewing the body. Short-term fixes, you might lose 15 pounds in a week if you do certain diets. But you put 16 back on the next week. The long-term, how do you change? Smoking, drinking, drugs, watching things you shouldn't watch, blah, 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 on down the line, the thousand things, whatever it is that popped in your head, because I guarantee you all of us had something pop in our head when we were thinking about this. How do I change that for the long term? We have to do that with God's help. One of the big truths in renewal is when you finally get to the point where you say, I can't do it. That's a hard one for people like myself who struggle with vulnerability. I'm a pastor. I deal with other people's vulnerability. But I have my facade and my little protective bubble. Okay? I don't like to be outside that bubble. And when you kind of open up and bare your soul a little, but what I found was, I really wasn't hiding anything. Yeah. See, the worst part of the renewal is when you figure out everybody else already knew. I've had friends who've struggled with drugs, who struggled with alcohol. I've had definite struggles with weight and food. And I thought it was just overeating at meals. I didn't realize until the last 3 or 4 months, I used to eat when I was mad. I'd eat when I was hungry. I would eat when I was hungry. I would eat when I wasn't hungry. I would eat during the ball game. And I didn't realize how much intake I really was doing until I stopped doing it. then how that led to lies. I didn't tell my wife. Sometimes when I would be angry, I would just run and go to Taco Bell and get an extra burrito or something. It's like the alcoholic who says, I didn't tell you, but I always had what I was drinking and a stash underneath the counter that you didn't see. These are real things. We all have these. We've all done them. But renewal says, I know I can't do it on my own. I need God. Renewing of the mind to see how God sees. Renewing of the body. God, I need you. And I'm not talking about short term. I'm talking about the marathon, the long term. By the way, there is no longer term than eternity, just for the record. That's how long we get to live with God, by the way, for those who are Christian. Renewing of the mind, renewing of the body, so that we can be more faithful, more loving, and more Christ-like, leads to renewal of the spirit, the soul. I have been on this program now for almost 5 years. I've done maybe at least once a month. And one of the things I've probably said more on this program than anything else is that sometimes I feel like our souls are tired. Our spirits are kind of worn thin. Whether it is the turmoil at home or the turmoil in our world or disease or pain or any of the things we've already mentioned this morning. There's just a jillion reasons why our spirits are just tired. And I said it during my prayer at the end of the first part of the program. I think there's a real sense that a lot of people, and sometimes even me, feel like the darkness is getting its foot in the door. Like maybe the darkness is going to win. You know, I mean, I believe in God's power and I believe in the saving power of Jesus. I believe all of that. And yet, sometimes it just feels like, why is all of this happening? You know, I love my church. Why is my church in decline? I love doing things, you know, going and doing work with the homeless. But why are those going away? You name the ministry or whatever it is you like to do, and why is it in down? Why is it in decline? Why does it feel like every time I turn a TV on, I might be here and my mood goes to here? When's the last time you turned the TV on and your mood really went up? I mean, unless it's a short-term thing, maybe your team wins a ball game. Maybe for a few moments you get a little high, right? But the truth is, our spirits have been beaten up. And everything around us seems to further that. And it's hard and it hurts. And it's wearing. And you and I both know that when your spirit is taxed and down and hurting, we don't, as humans, tend to make the best decisions then. We go back into the body. We start trying to self-medicate. We start trying to ease the pain, however that is. For me, it was a burrito. For some, it's something else. Huh?
Cigarette.
We go back to the mind. Well, it's not really, I'm not killing anybody. It's not hurting anybody. You know, that extra burrito ain't hurting anybody. That cigarette's not hurting anybody. That extra drink's not hurting anybody. You see how this, see how it spirals down? That's the enemy at work. That's working against renewal. Renewal says, stop. Stop. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to others. And this is the hardest one for me to say out loud, because to say it means I have to admit to it. But stop lying to God.
Come on.
Because God already knows. I don't know why. I mean, I've been a pastor for 25 years. I don't know why I thought I could hide those feelings from God. It's like, okay, God, you can have everything except this. We've all done it, though. Mm-hmm. And maybe we're all doing it. Present participle, right? Doing it. But stop. I believe that the Lord can offer us renewal. I believe that we can be more faithful, more loving, and more Christ-like. It takes effort and it takes work, but most importantly, it takes hearing those words, Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And that means listening and following and studying and reading your scriptures and praying, all the things that we talk about, right? All the things that, quite frankly, we mean. I mean, we're not, trust me, as a preacher, I'm not just saying these for my health, okay? Though they are healthy things. I truly believe in them. But doing them so that we can be renewed in our mind, our body, and our spirit. And if we can find renewal, we can find renewed hope. The darkness doesn't get to win. The enemy doesn't get to win. The light overcomes the darkness. That's right out of John. The light entered the world and the darkness could not overcome it. That's renewal. That's renewed hope. And the cool part about renewed hope is it literally runs through our entire mind, body, and soul. And if we get changed like that from the inside out, and others around us change from the inside out, there, to me, is no stopping what people with renewed hope can do. So that's the challenge, I think. So what? Maybe we all gave up our resolutions 2 weeks ago. Okay. You have a lifetime to seek renewal, to be more faithful, to be more loving, and to be more like Christ. Amen.
Amen. I got an answer this morning. So I've been battling with some stuff going on within my family. Family issues. Wow. Surprise.
What? You're the only one who's had family issues. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never had a family issue.
Surprise. And so there's like, thank you, Lord. There's a can of beans that have been opened. I love you, Lord. And I've been praying about this can of beans to hold it or to go pour it.
Yeah.
Go pour it out.
Yeah.
To some people. And so I've been praying about it and praying about it. And asking God what I know what I want to do. I'm being honest.
I don't blame you.
I know what I want to do.
Hmm.
I want to take that can of beans and I want to pour it on every porch. That it needs to, that can do something with those beans.
I just want to throw the can at them. Oh, sorry.
And then throw throw the can and then throw the empty can at the person. Okay?
I get it. I'm with you.
And the Lord says, just because, as you're finishing up, the Lord said to me, just because you have an open can of beans, just because there's a can of beans open and you have it, doesn't necessarily mean you need to go pour them out. Okay, That's not the answer I wanted. But I hear you, sir. Yes, sir. I understand that you love that person. And I understand that you desire a right relationship with that person. And me taking the beans and pouring them out is not going to help that person come to you. It's not going to show them the love of Christ. It's not going to show the Christian I am and that I claim to be. If just because I have this can of beans that's open and I go pour it, that's not going to be...
Because the corollary, I know we're getting short time, but I want to say this little corollary to that though. One of the things that for many this month, it's Human Relations or Justice Month. We'll do things around justice. Justice is about speaking truth, mm-hmm. even when it's not popular. And the reason I say that is sometimes. What we do in our mind is we go, we choose not to speak against an injustice because what if they get mad at us? I taught this one time to a group of youth, and I was saying, you know, if you, you know, let's say you there's some a kid you're picking on, and there's four or five of you, and there's a kid you want to pick on. You know you don't want to do it. You really don't. So why did you? Because you didn't want to be picked on too. Mm-hmm. And you didn't want to be different than the crowd. Sometimes renewal is about being different than the crowd. It's about having a different mindset. Mm-hmm. And justice requires that. And so not speaking out against an injustice is just as bad. It's just as intolerable as participating in it. Mm-hmm. That's been a huge move for me and for others as we've been talking about justice this month. Is it's not to be faithful. To be more loving, to be more Christ-like, sometimes means that you have to speak the truth, mm-hmm. even if it's not popular. But that's renewal. That's the long-term renewal piece. So I just wanted to add that little corollary in based on what you'd said. I wanted to just throw that in there. So,
thank you. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your willingness to come, sir.
No, I love coming.
Don't tell nobody, but you're one of my favorites. Don't tell nobody, okay?
You said that to everybody.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, Pastor Scott Rogers, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.